In 1903, Wagner wins the competition for the mental hospital of Steinhof, which at the time lay just outside Vienna in the province of Lower Austria. He did the layout of the whole area and he designed the Church of St. Leopold, which is really the crowning point of the whole setting of the hospital. The hospital was laid out for 2,000 patients. It was organized as a self-sufficient city. It had its own little railway system. It had a theater which was used part for the entertainment of the patients, but also as part of the therapy. They also had their independent agriculture, raising animals and also growing vegetables, which was also partly used as therapy for the patients. With the design of his Church of St. Leopold, Wagner realizes a prototype of a modern church. The church was designed at the same time when Wagner designed the building of the Postal Savings Bank, so the facade very much uses the same aesthetic ideas. You enter the church and you immediately are confronted with one big space which is needed. For example, if you have 1,000 patients that are restless and you need access. Another thing is the sloping floor to make sure that the people at the back also can have a view towards the altar. Then the design of the furniture, there are no sharp corners. The patients, when they're restless, cannot be hurt. Especially interesting are also the chandeliers that Wagner designs for the inside of the church. They are electric light sources and can be lowered from the ceilings so that you are able to change the light bulbs. Again, he uses inexpensive materials for the decoration of these chandeliers, like blue glass and brass. For the interior decoration of the church, Wagner uses some of the most important artists of the time, like Colomann Moser, who is asked to design the stained glass windows and the main altar picture. While working on this commission, Colomann Moser converts to Protestantism, and the commission for the main altar picture is taken away from him and given to another artist, Remigius Geiling. Now, this first built modern church in Austria created an incredible uproar at the time. The emperor didn't inaugurate the church. It was the heir to the throne, Franz Ferdinand, who inaugurated the church and was known for his very negative attitude towards modern art and the whole secession movement. Wagner was criticized for his church that it looked more like a pagan temple than a Catholic church. And when Franz Ferdinand criticized Wagner's design and verbalized his preference for the style of Maria Theresia, Wagner answered that the canons today also look different than the canons in the 18th century.